Hey, Bobby, you know what's really creepy?
Live streaming.
Yeah.
Super creepy.
Super creepy. That's why we don't do live podcasts. I wonder if we should do it. Oh, we should have did a live streaming live podcast. Oh, missed opportunity.
We could have.
Someday.
In the future.
Someday.
When we get to 100 episodes.
Oh. The 100 episode live stream special?
Yes.
This is only 22.
22.
The 22nd.
So.
But we got a ways.
Almost a quarter of the way there. We're getting there. So live streaming.
Yeah, this was your topic that you suggested.
Suggested thanks to Glee, our friend, who, while I was live streaming, said, it's funny that we haven't done a podcast about live streaming.
And I was hesitant because I was like, we've definitely talked about live streaming before. But then I thought about it and I was like, no.
Nope.
I thought maybe it was like put into another category that I wasn't thinking.
We've mentioned it and talked about it probably.
Yeah, with like the internet or cell phone.
Yeah.
Or whatever, we probably mentioned it. But yeah, I don't think we've done a deep dive on it.
Nope.
So good topic, Glee. And then Bobby, as a viewer of live streams, why do you like or not like watching live streams?
We've both been watching live streams for a long time since it pretty much started. It was first on YouTube, right? And then Twitch?
No, Twitch was always first.
Twitch was first?
Yeah. Because, so, fun fact for anybody who wasn't... Yes. Watch, because I'll tell you. Fun fact for people who maybe weren't around on YouTube this early on, YouTube used to be, like, partnered with Twitch.
Oh, I remember you were right.
Because I was on Twitch really early, like, right at the start, because... If you were live on Twitch, if somebody was on your YouTube video, there would be a little pop-up that says, this person's live on Twitch, click here to view them.
Yep, I remember
that. Thinking back now, because that doesn't make any sense. It's like, why would YouTube want people to leave the platform to go to another one? I think in the back of their minds, they wanted to buy Twitch at the time. I mean, it's never been public, or it might have been. I haven't looked it up. But at some point, YouTube was like, we're going to create our own live streaming service. They took away the like notification, obviously, to tell people that you were on Twitch. And then also they started doing a thing like if you make a YouTube, because people used to post little YouTube clips of being like, hey guys, I'm live on Twitch, like link in the description, blah, blah, blah. That got banned. So if YouTube caught you posting videos with the sole intention of bringing people to a different website, in general, that was like, I was gonna say banished. You could get a copyright strike for that.
Really?
Yes, I was terrified
of it. You get a copyright strike for it?
A strike, yeah, because it was against the community guidelines.
It was against TOS?
Well, their reasoning was because they were worried people would use it as spam bots to be like, hey, check out my website, go here, or like use it for like a bad reason. Yeah. But also, I mean, YouTube.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to fault you for being like, we don't want you going to our competitor. But I get it. So, so I used to post like in the community tab and stuff, which I still think you're not supposed to do. I mean, I obviously don't do it anymore because I'm not on Twitch, which we'll talk about. But so that's the only reason I know Twitch came first, because YouTube used to have a little pop-up that brought... Could you imagine they still had that? They just
could have just worked together. They could have.
I'm really sad. Those were the good days.
Yeah.
Everything was just intertwined.
I'm pretty sure the first thing that I found as far as live streaming goes was people doing Pokemon speedruns.
That was the first?
Yeah.
I don't know what my first live stream was.
I still remember the first guy that I like first started really watching. He still live streams the same stuff. His name is like Dunner Maniac. And I would watch him doing like old school Pokemon Red and Blue speedruns, and I just loved it. And I think it was just cool to watch someone live playing a game. It felt like you were hanging out with them, and the chat, which is I think why most people enjoy watching live streamers, is because they get to interact with them
and the community, and you all kind of like have this shared interest together, either of the game or the person.
Yeah, you'll find other people in the chat that you have similar interests in. I mean, that's what's happened with me as far as like my who I played Destiny with is I started watching Clintus, who played Destiny 2, and then I became friendly with people in his chat who played. It was like, oh, Bob, you should go play with Enviro. And I started playing with Enviro. And from there, now we're doing raids together. And we got the day one raid coming up and everything. Yeah, I've always enjoyed it. And I think definitely was obviously big during the pandemic, which skyrocketed live streaming.
Well, because you felt like you were hanging out with somebody, which people couldn't do. I mean, I know like my friends... I still, if my friends are live streaming, I like hop in their live stream. I'm like, hey, and then we like have a conversation between them talking to me and me chatting.
I think it also works better for a lot of people who maybe aren't as creative in a VOD sense, who can't think of like an idea for a video. They can just go live, do whatever they want to do, which is also you can be doing a cooking stream. You can do a drawing. There's so many, such a variety when it comes to streaming. And I think it allows more people to, I guess, be more creative when it comes to streaming.
You're jumping ahead in my topics.
I'm jumping all over the place.
We're sticking on being a viewer of live
being
streaming.
A viewer. Yeah, I
would say the biggest things I look for. Well, now like I got really into Stardew Valley again. So I've been watching Stardew Valley people because I want to see like how they design their farm. Are there things they're doing that I don't know? So like, and when I was really into not League of Legends, but like the other thing. Do you remember I was really into that game? It was like you combined. It was like an auto battler.
Yeah.
Oh, Team Fight.
Yes.
Team Fight.
TFT. Team Fight Tactics.
Yes. Still love that game. I just go in and out of playing it. But that was a huge game. I was like finding streamers because I did not know what to really do and what the best tactics were. So that's, I know that's a big thing why people watch live streamers because they want to like learn or.
Yeah. I mean, I watch plenty of people. I think as far as learning, I will say PvP. So when people are playing Destiny PvP, like competitive player versus player stuff, I like that live as opposed. I'll watch.
Yeah, so I guess you could do the same thing as a video.
You can. I'll watch VODs. It's usually edited, you know, whatever. But I like the live PvP stuff as probably more.
So we had this talk in my last live stream because I'm the type of person that if I put on a live stream. I'm putting on a live stream because I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
And I said, I was like, does anybody sit and actually put on a live stream and just straight up watch it?
I'm sure some people.
That's crazy.
low percentage.
I was going to say, I was like, there's so much like downtime in between. Like my favorite thing when I
used to. A lot of people will be chatting.
Yeah. When I used to work, I know a lot of people that work at offices will sometimes have it on and then you can just like put in your earbud. I mean, I used to do that on slow days when I worked.
I don't think I couldn't do it at my Wall Street job. Yeah.
I used to.
And I don't think it was really around. It wasn't that. Yeah, I don't think I was really watching anyone doing it when I was at Fuse. So, yeah, I don't think I ever did that.
I did a little bit.
I watched YouTube videos.
Yeah.
At Fuse, but not. Never live streamed.
I'm always. I like watching it when I'm either like building in Minecraft for like a series or I'm doing something. Just doing something tedious that I don't. It always needs to be like I need to half pay attention to both. I can't focus. Like fully focus on either thing, but still enjoy them.
The coolest live experience happened when Destiny had this secret event and people were like figuring it out as it was happening. There was no queue. There was no like quest pop up. It was just people started noticing something weird was happening in this one spot. And it was awesome. I might've been editing. So that's why when I used to edit, I used to watch a lot of.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
a lot of live streams because it kept me like company.
Oh, I've been trying like because I've been editing my shorts and I've been watching live streams, but I can't focus because there's audio coming from my short.
I would keep the audio very low or off, and just when I needed like a quick just kind of like break, just like check it out.
Yeah,
give myself a couple minutes to see what they're doing, and then go back. But I'm pretty sure I was editing, and I remember this event, crazy like event happening. Watching everyone like trying to figure it out. That was really cool about live stream because it was like a chain reaction of, oh, this person noticed something and they posted on Reddit. And then this live streamer started figuring it out. And this person and just like spawning and watching everyone like come together and figuring out. A lot of the cool like Destiny community events that they've done in the past are really great to watch on a live stream and especially like the day one raids because you're just jumping around, watching everyone's different perspective, what's going on. It's like watching a live sporting event, but you're getting so many more perspectives. You're not just watching like the overall view of the game. You're watching every single player's perspective and their viewpoint and their mindset. And Yeah, I think that's what's...
That was your coolest live event.
Oh, yeah. It was so when this like weapon came out, it was like this big, like crazy sniper rifle. It's called Whisper of the Worm. And yeah, just, that was really cool. And then like just watching people figure it out.
You know what my favorite live event was?
What?
The ones I was in.
Oh.
With Mr. Beast.
We're talking about viewers. Being a viewer.
Yeah, I liked viewing it too.
Like watching.
Well, no,
yourself?
It was like a bit because I had you watch my family and whatever, yep. And everybody was like all excited. And I was just like,
yeah, it was awesome.
Even though I was out in the first round of both things that I was invited to.
It was what was the game?
It's gonna bring back
Pictionary?
Trauma.
What were you guys?
One was rock, paper, scissors.
Oh yeah, rock, paper, scissors.
That one I did really good. I like we had to do more than three rounds because we kept tying or whatever. Yeah. It was against Zach King.
Yeah, like
super nice guy.
Yeah.
The magic editing guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad if I had to lose to anybody, I'm glad it was him. I think he made it like pretty far too. That was the first one. And then the second one was Trivia when I had the worst answer ever. And people made fun of me. So for anybody who missed it, it was like, how many times does the average human blink in a day?
In a day?
I think it was a day.
I mean, that's hard to guess.
I know, but I guessed like a extremely low amount.
Low, yeah.
And people were like, is Lauren okay? And they were sending me pictures of like people with red eyes.
Like, see, but it's funny though.
It is.
That's what's good is they take something like that.
I think they said like 100 times, 150 times, and they were like 100. I was like, I don't know. First of all, I was so nervous to be on it.
Yeah.
Didn't know what the question was, obviously. And then when they said the question, like your brain just give an answer.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. And then I said mine, and then the other person said like in the thousands. I was like, oh. Oh no.
It's like the Price is Right kind of thing.
I was like, well, if he way overshot it.
Like 25,000, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Whoops.
That was fun. I was gonna talk about like the difference between having a career, being a content creator as a VOD platform.
Yeah.
Video on demand, which means like it is filmed in advance, edited,
YouTube
and put
videos.
Out. Yeah, but now there's like TikTok and all that stuff too.
Well, short form junk food content.
Yeah, but they also have live streaming now, which is also another point that I was going to bring up later. Mm. But so like the difference in content creators who primarily, like I'm trying to make this more specific, content creators who are primarily associated with either being a VOD creator or a streaming creator.
Yeah.
Like what would you say? Like, I've found that a lot of people can't translate from one to the other.
It's very difficult. I think a lot of it depends on what you're doing. I have noticed a lot of Destiny people that I watch who mainly stream do produce good VODs.
Okay.
I think that's just something that people have figured out
easier,
and gotten better at.
I think it's easier to be a streamer and then have your content.
Yes.
If you're a successful streamer, I think it's easier for you to have content from that.
Yeah.
That can be
because you have so much content. That you can
it's harder
edit.
To be a successful
VOD
creator. To
remember when
to
Logan
streaming.
Paul tried to
stream
for like 2 days and he was like, I can't do this.
Even me, I feel like I have fun with my streams and there's obviously like, I have a good community with it, but I definitely don't feel like my content is the same.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I'm an amazing live streamer. I don't even think I'm a good live streamer. I think I just have fun live streaming and that's what I do.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's
not my
That's not your main thing.
Like when I film a video, I'm like, I have in my mind like what I'm doing going into it, who I'm being, it like develops easier. I can like make mistakes or try something over. Live streaming, I can't. I just gotta kinda I'm also focused when you're live streaming, you're focused on like 40 different things.
Yeah.
So I always tell people I am absolutely exhausted doing a live stream versus making content like live, and you would think live streaming would be more chill because a lot of times I'm like chill and listen to music, have my feet up. But by the end of it,
depends how long you go for.
No, but even still, if I do like an hour and a half, I'm still exhausted afterwards. And that would be considered not that long of a time for live streaming.
When you're live streaming, you're on for that whole time pretty much.
Yes.
You have to put a lot of your attention is going out there.
But I mean, like, say I filmed a video for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Straight. Or
but you take breaks, you stop.
Straight. No, I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, if I were to video for an hour and a half straight or live stream for an hour and a half straight, I think I would be more tired with the stream, because when you're videoing yourself, all you have to be on, but all you're focused on is your game.
Yeah.
And like trying to say funny things or do yeah. whatever you have to
you're
do.
Not reading the chat.
Live stream, it's like you're reading the chat, you're reading alerts, you're trying to play the game, you're trying to make sure your music's still going. Yeah. You're trying to make sure, like, if you are filming, that that's going.
Yep.
It's you have to make sure that, like, you might go to just chatting or like change your scenes, or if you have like a goal, like if I do charity live streams, I'm even more all over the place, because then I have to like thank that. And then if I have a goal, I have to make sure I go do that. And it's like, I feel like I'm like that in real life to the point where like it's exhausting for me to try and do it in like a session of, I don't know, content creating.
I think, so I've always said this, have a sip of your coffee, by the way. I'm just reminding you.
Oh, thanks.
Because you said you weren't going to drink it.
I know. By the way, people are like, what? The video listeners probably like, that's not coffee.
It's an iced coffee.
It's a protein coffee shake thing.
John would be proud of you.
Oh.
That's how John drinks his coffee.
I used to have to make it for him at work. It's the best way to drink your protein powder if you don't like smoothies like me.
So I always said live streamers are entertainers.
Yes.
Someone that's like, you could almost equate it to like being a Broadway, like someone who's doing plays.
Yeah.
Like you have to play your part, but you also have to like bring that bravado and bring that like entertainment aspect. Whereas someone who does VODs is more of a creative, because you're trying to create something. You're a writer, director, producer. You're a lot of roles. Not just one isn't more important or harder to do.
No, per se. Streaming is hard.
I think streaming.
Streaming, I think, is gets more a bad physically. Rep. I think people are like, streaming's easy. You just turn it on and you do whatever.
It depends. It depends how much effort you're putting into it. Because there could be people that are like, people who are more like pro gamers that are just solely focused on the gameplay, and then every now and then they'll take a break and like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, then they know.
Thanks. Like in between games, they can just be like, oh, thanks for the resub, thanks for this, thanks for that. And then they're back to the game. It really just depends on your content, what you're doing. But in general, if you want to be a successful streamer, you either have to be extremely good at the game that will bring people to watch, or you have to be good, like a charismatic, entertaining person.
Yes. Or bring something unique
to
your stream.
I mean, there's more than that, but and a lot of it's also crossovers. Like if I was, you know, the same applies to VODs. If you're an excellent player of a game and you make VODs where you're not really like talkative, but your gameplay can speak for itself, same thing. Or if you're not great at the game, but you're funny or creative.
Well, that was like when, I don't know if he watches the podcast, but I know Lizzie does. Hi, Lizzie.
Hey.
I remember when, Ollie started live streaming, and I was like, live streaming was made for Ollie.
Absolutely.
Like our friend, the Orion Sound, if you've been around for a while, like he makes great content. However, and he makes fun of himself all the time for it. He posts like one video every couple months because
he puts so much work.
He puts so much like editing and time.
Have you ever seen his edit timelines?
Oh my God.
They're insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, when he started doing live streaming, I was watching them. I was like, he's actually really good at this, because he's like, he's very energetic.
Yeah.
He's very like, wants to play, he'll play piano, then he'll come back and play a game. Or like, if somebody subscribes, he has this like thing that happens where he like,
he's entertaining and creative and he's talented and he's able to use.
Lizzie's gonna be like, did you watch Lauren and Bobby's live stream? They were just saying super nice things about you.
But he's an example of someone that's able to take all of those skills and package it into a great live stream, because he's, you know, doing his Minecraft thing. That's what he mostly does, right? Minecraft
and music.
And then I know, but he's able to like, I've seen him where he'll be playing the game and then immediately switch over to playing the keyboard and like making a song off the top of his head and like talking about if someone just gave him like, you know, a subscription, whatever it may be.
I'm not good at that. Cause like when I live stream, it's my problem, because when I live stream, that's like my time, but I'm choosing to share it with like my community.
That's like
so me. I don't want to be entertained. Like I want to be entertaining, but I'm not, my main goal isn't to be entertaining when I'm live streaming. It's to enjoy a game, but like with people who I think would care about me playing.
You want to go play a game that's for you, but at the same time, because you're such like a, I have to be working. You're like, oh, I may as well live stream. And
I
like,
might as well
try and like make something of me playing a game.
Well, that's like The Last of Us is coming out like remastered the end of this month. And I'm like, ooh,
yeah,
I really want to play that. But like in my brain, I was like, well, I should probably,
I think the best live streams, some of your best are when, and I'm not trying to like brag at all, but like when we would play a game together.
When I was in it.
Because when we are playing a game together,
yes.
we are able, it's like, it's us like unfiltered. It's like this, but we're also like, you get to see what we're like playing a game together. It's not just you playing a game solo. It's me and you, and we're both bringing our different personalities to it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
live streaming. That's why I used to love Among Us. My Among Us streams did so well because it was us. Well, it was also a lot of different YouTubers, but everybody wanted to see each other's like perspective. So it was kind of cool because viewers would just jump between all of our streams depending on like who was still alive and whatnot. Oh, good times. Yeah. I miss Among Us.
Yeah, as far as like, I've live streamed on and off for years.
Shout out to Bobby's, almost at 100,000. He might be by
the on YouTube. Yeah, on and YouTube. This, by the time this gets posted, it was next Bob week. Bobizard.
I think it's linked. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's linked in the description below. But Bobby's been
live streaming. Doing what I guess said before, Pokemon speedruns is how I started. And then I kind of, the card game opening stuff, play a little Overwatch. But then when Destiny came out, that just took over. And now, like, my reasons for live streaming are kind of like, I like going back and sometimes watching my live streams just to see what, how I was doing more or less. For me, my reasons for live streaming are selfish. I'm just doing it because, like, I want to document.
Yeah, you've been talking to people too. Yeah, lately.
But, like, so for me, when I'm doing it, like, obviously a lot of my viewers come for you from like your viewers and they come in, how's Lauren? Blah, blah, blah. I had a bunch of people that came over and like, we're talking about Destiny. Every now and then I get a person or two who's like interested and talks about it.
That would be cool. People to come talk.
I understand that I'm not just like expecting it. Yeah. Like, I'm not.
I will say though, a lot of people, like even if I'm playing a game, they're not really talking about, sometimes they will.
Yes, I know.
But most of the time they're like, when are you going to play this? Yeah. What are you doing for this? Like they want to have a conversation.
People want to have a conversation.
It's my birthday. Tell me happy birthday.
What's your favorite color?
Melody, even though it's 10 p.m. on Wednesday?
And I understand a lot of it is like younger people.
Yeah.
And
They mean well.
But I think I just have like, because I watch all these Destiny guys who are streaming and their audience is obviously older, especially on Twitch. And then I'm trying to do it on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube's also a very young.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting it, but that's kind of what I would like from it. But for me, the reason I do it, not only to get up to 100,000 subs so I can get the plaque, but
like I want mine.
I don't want to record and edit and put a live stream up. I like being able to just live stream and like, there's my stream. Yeah. And some of my like old streams have like tens of thousands of views. So obviously somebody wants to watch them.
I'm telling you, like I live stream on my main channel, but the most work I put into a live stream is if it's going on my main channel. It's usually like a game that I know I can start and finish in one sitting. That's either like newly released, so I need to get it out ASAP because everybody's looking for that video. Or it's a video that's kind of longer than my usual stuff, so I don't want to like bog down editor Emily with editing the super long thing. And then I leave it up. But on YouTube, I've noticed like some of my top performing videos are old live streams.
Yeah.
Because YouTube, I think, sees, this person watched 30 minutes of this hour long video, because I usually cut it down after two to make it less. And then they just start pushing it because it's like,
it must be.
This person can. Yeah. I have so many videos that have done that. And then even my live stream channel, if you look at my live stream channel a lot, I'm now rebuilding the live stream channel because I do miss. Because I need to force myself to play games for fun again. And the only way for me to do that without feeling guilty, as sad as it sounds, is to live stream it on my second channel. Because then I don't have to think about it. Because it's my second channel. I'm like, if it does terrible,
a lot of people, I know a lot of like streamers who like don't play games off stream for various reasons.
Well, yeah, because your whole, like, take Monday. I played multiple games. Like, no games that I wanted to, maybe one. But like, most of the games I'm playing for content. I'm not playing because I want to play them. If I wanted to play a game, it would be like Stardew Valley or Last of Us or like games that won't do well for me. So some people do like watching me play those games, and that's why they're on the second channel. That's why live streaming works, because I don't have to find an editor and I don't have to make a thumbnail. And I do, but like not a crazy good thumbnail.
It's different.
It's different. I don't have to think about it as much. I can just put it out there and be like, hey, whoever wants to watch this, it's there. In its entirety. And there's something nice about watching like certain games uncut and unfiltered, which is cool. So
yeah.
That's,
and you get those live raw reactions to things, which is also really cool.
That too, especially if a game, Yeah, especially if you, it's a, I've noticed if I post like live stream a game a couple days after it's come out where people watched it, they like watching the live stream more because they know what's coming. So they're like, I'll notice, I'll know something's coming in the game because all of a sudden my viewer count will start slowly going up. And I'm like, okay, well, something's about to happen that people want to see. But yeah, it's fun. I like it. It's not it. I decided early on, I don't ever want that as my career. Like, props to everybody who.
It's tough.
My God.
Because if you're not live, you're not making money, really.
Yes. So, like, YouTube is great because if I want to take a week or even a month off, but I still want to post content, all I got to do is
pre-record
or record on the. Well, I guess you could record on the go, but. Like, you only have to spend, like, an hour. You can make a video and then send it off and you're good. Like, yeah. You still have content going out. Or if you know you're getting a surgery or whatever, like, you can prepare for that. Streamers can't.
You know, there's one person I just thought of who probably can, who does both things very successfully. Moist Critical.
Yes, he does.
Because he'll just be live streaming, doing his thing, either playing a game or talking about whatever.
Or reacting to the story.
Yeah, and then he uploads, like, a 10 to 15 minute video that seems very, like, not edited much, pretty bare bones.
I wish I had his, like, I wish that was my content creation, was like streaming, doing whatever I wanted, and then talking briefly to a camera,
just reacting about something with, like, very minimal edits. And not to knock on him,
and no, we watch him,
yeah, we watch him a lot.
But his thumbnails are just him, like, just sitting there. I was like,
he's just someone there's anomalies that just can.
Just, I think he's just such, like, he seems so relatable and not.
Yeah, I think he's very relatable.
Like, it's very hard to like hate him because he's just, there's nothing. he's just chill.
He seems relatable. He seems, like, pretty easy to, like, digest. He's not a very, like, big personality. Yeah. He's got a very calm voice. So
I miss playing. I used to play Among Us with him too. Oh, good times. I keep bringing Among Us up. Do you remember I did a 12-hour live stream? It was the most beautiful summer day.
Oh, yeah.
And I had promised to do a live stream, and I hated it. I was just sitting inside all day, and I was like, it's such a beautiful day out. I could have been in the pool. I could have been doing whatever. Yeah, I hate having to revolve my schedule around sitting in my office.
It's pretty insane, people that can live stream 10 plus.
I don't know how.
Like, the one guy I watched, Grenader Jake, when he's live for like 10 to 14 hours a day playing competitive gameplay. And I'm just like, I don't know how this guy does it.
I can't.
And he keeps it up, and he keeps his, like, positive, excite. Like, it's impressive.
I wish, I was going to say, it'd be cool to, I do like IRL streaming. I feel like I should do that more from time to time. Just like when I'm sitting around.
Yeah.
Like from my phone or something. But not in public. I don't like doing, no. I can't.
It's awkward. Public.
But I was also going to touch, before we start getting into, like, the creepy dark side of streaming, the last thing I was going to say is, what are your thoughts on Twitch versus YouTube versus TikTok versus Instagram versus Facebook for live streaming?
Oh, my God.
I was trying to catch all of them.
Let's start with.
And then there's, like, the note. Then there's, now there's, what's the new one? Kick?
Kick, yeah, that one. That seems very.
Kick, there was Mixer, RIP.
Yeah. So I'll start with Facebook.
Okay.
Who I have very strong opinions about. I'm honestly surprised it's still going. I don't know.
I'm not. It's bigger. You forget that it's bigger other countries.
Yes, I get that. But I am just so, I don't know. Like, I'm very surprised how many people that are on Facebook want to watch live streams. It doesn't seem like a place to go. I guess.
Maybe news?
I guess because. It's more so for people who aren't in, like, who don't know about, like, Twitch and YouTube.
Like, if you're not in the gaming Gen Z.
But I don't think it's doing very well from a content creator standpoint. I know a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I know from a business standpoint.
I don't think there's good growth there.
It's funny because there's some people that make, like, so much money off Facebook.
Yeah.
Based on, like, their videos and
I just streams. Don't know anyone who really uses Facebook anymore. And I don't think the younger generation uses Facebook.
So I think I could talk about this. I've tested my content. I just won't talk about the companies. Two different companies tried to repackage my content for Facebook. And both times I was like, I don't know. I feel like my audience isn't there because like I'm not even there, like from a user perspective. And they were like, no, like it'll work out. It worked out for other people before. Two different times, two different, completely different years apart, two different companies, both came back and were like, did I tell you? They both came back and said that they were dropping me because my content doesn't work on Facebook. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Not offended. Told you that when we started, but I was hoping maybe you were right. So yeah, I don't think.
Cause we've also had like meetings with Facebook and I've talked to Facebook people who work there. I remember one PAX, I was like almost grilling this one person about how I think it's so.
Was it the guy that I'm thinking of?
No, it was like this.
I have seen him everywhere. I don't want to say his name.
Oh, him?
Yeah, he's cool. Every time I'm with him, always like him.
No.
I wished he worked at like another company that I wanted.
I'm pretty sure he left.
Oh, did he?
I'm pretty sure he left.
I know I follow him.
But he was very.
He was literally everywhere. Every party I was like, damn it. Facebook.
He was just someone that, I mean, he was just working. He was just doing his job. But he was.
I don't have anything bad to say with Facebook. Like, shoot your shot if you want to try and get content creators.
Yeah, I just think from a creator perspective, I don't see growth. I don't see where the viewers are coming from. I think it's a much older audience, and I don't.
Yeah.
But like YouTube, I think is.
I always say, I was like, we didn't know what we had in MySpace before it was too late. I miss MySpace.
I think YouTube, I think it kind of sucks they got rid of like their separate gaming page.
YouTube's
biggest problem is that there is no dedicated place to go and like go browse live streams.
Yes.
That I'm aware
there, of. No, not a dedicated, like there's the gaming tab, but it's a mix of videos and live streams.
And I get that. I understand why they do that. But, and even when they had the live stream separate thing, I don't think it was that good.
They do have a separate live tab too, but it's not categorized well at all.
Yeah.
Like if you click it, it just shows you like every type of live content, like gaming, non,
yeah.
News, like they need, I wish they need to revamp that live tab. So when you click it, it's kind of like Twitch's browse system where it's like the games that are live and then you could have like a news tab, a just chatting tab, an art tab. They always say that like live streaming is a priority for them. That's why they signed on all those.
It's not a priority.
It is not. And I will give you proof right now why it's not a priority that I noticed. What just fully launched out and has its own mobile tab and everything within a couple
Shorts.
Months. Yeah.
Well, you know why?
Yes, because that was their priority to compete with TikTok.
Yeah.
Because that was where all their market share was going, not Twitch.
So why do you think they're not competing in Twitch? Do you think they just don't see
I think they just don't
I
care.
I know why. Because the money's not there.
That's why do you think Twitch?
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, we can go talk about Twitch. I mean, sure. We're talking about the companies. So Twitch, I had a huge problem with. I've talked about this in multiple live streams. I made a video. The people at Twitch are fantastic. I have I love
all the
my
workers
manager.
At all these places are great.
Yeah.
It's the people who are in charge.
We tried to work out deals. We tried to work out contracts. I won't talk about specifics. They worked with me a little bit at one point to try and give me like an incentive to stream. And then, so basically it makes me so mad now because I, for years was saying, I like Twitch and I like still to this day, like I enjoy watching live streams on Twitch. It's easier to browse. The chatting system's
more
like
people
better.
Are there.
And I think
even
live streamers that have been signed and brought over to YouTube, they still say the same thing that like, that's definitely a better live streaming experience.
Mm-hmm.
But, they would not, but like, I think the split is insanity. I think the fact that they take so much from live streamers out of tips and stuff is insane to me.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're changing it to be, I think 50-50 now after in June.
Yeah.
That's why a
lot
of them were.
I've stopped caring so much just because I know it's going to fail.
I stopped too because I just like.
It's doomed. In my opinion, and I've tweeted this before and I'll stick to it. I don't think Twitch is going to last much longer.
Because I think it'll be around. I just don't think it'll be with Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is going to be a big blow to it.
I just don't think it makes, I don't think it's as profitable. I don't think it's that profitable.
It's not. That's why they wrote that whole thing saying that their servers cost too much.
Yeah.
And that's why they, if a company comes back and says they need to revamp the split with creators to be worse for creators so they can make more money because their stuff is too expensive. Like, that's a problem. Yeah. You don't see YouTube changing that. Like,
well, YouTube dominates because it has the ads.
The AdSense, yes. Twitch never figured
it
that out.
It has Google Ads. It has the monopoly on ads, essentially.
It makes me so mad because I used to be so into this, guys, because I was trying to make a decision based on, so Twitch's biggest, my biggest gripe was with Twitch when I was with them was they would not allow me to live stream whatsoever on any other platform, which is insane for a company to ask that with no financial incentive. Like, that's like, yeah, that's like Twitter being like, hey, which who knows, Elon might take this idea at this point. But if they were like, hey, you can't post any other, like, any tweet that you post here, yeah, you can't post
go
it
on
anywhere
Instagram,
else.
Can't go on Facebook, yeah, whatever it may
and
be.
And we're not going to pay you anything. That's just for you to use Twitter. Like, no platform does that. Twitch, the only platform that's like, hey, we're going to give you nothing besides like, oh, you can use our features now. Like, and people would what's it called? Stand by it and be like, yeah, well, you know, they want to make sure, like, if you're a partner there, you're serious. I'm like, you're so brainwashed. It's just, please look at other companies. Yeah. Like, they're, oh my God. So, which is funny because that's what I said. I was like, I really want to stay with Twitch. I enjoy my community over here. I like the live streaming experience. I would like to have my eggs in more than one basket. I need to not have an exclusivity thing though, because YouTube is like my main business and my main source of revenue. And by you telling me I can't even do one special live stream on YouTube, like I even said, I was like, can I do like one a month? Can we like work out details? Like, I was literally, even though I should have just stick with, this is not right.
Yeah.
I was still like trying to work with them. They're like, no, sorry.
Yeah.
Can't do it. So I left and they took away my partnership. And within like
a couple months,
within
3 months,
a couple months to a year, they were like, oh, we're dropping the exclusivity clause because people started leaving Twitch for the same reasons, because they started smartening up the like bigger content creators and were like, hey, this is detrimental to my business.
Yep.
So then they lifted it, but I still don't have my partner badge yet back, but I don't care because I'm not going to stream on there anymore. After they wouldn't work. I was literally with them from so long ago. I brought, and that was the thing that made me the most mad, was most of my audience came from YouTube. Like, I brought them to your platform and then they're just like, no, sorry, we don't care. Like, it makes no sense to me. I mean, I could go on and on about all that, but yeah. But like, there's been way, like, I know I watched a lot of like Harris Heller, who was trying to say that basically he like gave them the idea of clips. Like, clips are a really good way for people to see small, awesome moments of somebody's live stream and maybe be like, oh, this guy is cool. I would probably like to follow their live streams and find them. Something like a Twitch, like something like a TikTok, like a For You page of clips,
yeah,
that you could just browse when nobody was live. Because he said a lot of times people will go to Twitch, see nobody that they follow, that they want to watch is live, and then they click off and go to YouTube.
Yeah, sometimes I'll go on Twitch and I'll go through my like plethora of Destiny streamers and no one's really doing anything I want to watch. But if there was clips.
But clips, then you could look through and you could even categorize like maybe by game or something.
Yeah.
So he gave them this idea like a long time ago and they still have never done. And that's like Kick that's trying to compete with Twitch. That's like they just announced that they're doing like that exact idea. Yeah. And I'm like, I just think Twitch and Amazon, they don't want to evolve or innovate. They just want to be like, hey, we're the cool guys. That's basically all they have. Was like
that, especially in the beginning. Like,
well,
oh, we're
in the beginning, there was like the cool streamers.
They'd have cool parties and all these things.
Yeah,
that faded very.
But again,
quickly.
Like, I'm still a viewer of Twitch. I don't think I will ever live stream there again. I also have a bad feeling that Amazon is not going to stick around with them.
Yeah, I can't see how.
I'm hoping I'm wrong for whoever is.
I wonder how much they lose with the Prime subs.
A lot. That was where most of my money was coming from.
They must be losing a lot of money there.
If Amazon pulls and takes Prime subs with them.
Yeah.
That's like a big.
That's going to hurt them big time. And I can see that. Yeah. What else did you have on here? TikTok?
Yeah. YouTube streaming. Well, YouTube streaming is fine. I think it's better if you have a built-in YouTube audience.
Yeah.
Obviously, it is hard, like we said, to. That's why I said, like, none of these guys are perfect. Like, even Twitch, I think, is like one of the best viewer live stream experience and whatever. or community experiences. However, it is almost impossible.
It's very difficult to grow.
Like even I, who had a huge audience in all other places, I had trouble growing on there.
Yeah.
And I constantly had to like be pulling my audience from other places. And that's why eventually I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Let's just, that's why I live stream on YouTube now where everybody
I think it's gotten better because I've done it where it'll recommend live streamers to me.
Oh.
Like in my, if you scroll down past the people you follow, it'll have recommended channels.
Good. That's what they should be doing.
And I will say most of the time it's people I've either heard of or whatever, and I'll go follow them. But yeah, it's, if you go like, if I scroll through the Destiny tab and look at the hundreds of people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go find some guy that's got three people watching.
It's funny. Anytime I've been on the follow tab, so many of the people that I used to watch all the time don't stream anymore. And I don't know if they just like don't stream anymore because like life's changed for them, or they don't stream anymore because they moved to a different platform, or they just like, I don't know. And a lot of them were content creators, not just regular.
As far as you mentioned TikTok's going to go away soon. Yeah,
so TikTok.
It's going to go away soon. The government's going to ban it. 100%.
Bobby's pretty sure that the government's going to ban it because they just put a...
They're going to. It's one of the very few things Dems and Republicans agree on. Everyone has different views on it, but it's a foreign...
I don't think I've heard anybody come out...
It's a foreign entity that is essentially taking our information, and they're pretty blatant about what they do, that they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're going to ban it. It's 100% going to get banned. We've definitely talked about
social media and stuff.
Yeah. In general, I don't love short form content. I get it. I understand how it's addicting.
That's like the main thing you watch.
Not as much. Not as much lately.
But you've been playing Destiny a lot. But still. We'll see after Destiny.
I don't love it.
Out.
I've been... Honestly, think I'm starting to lose interest in it. It's like junk food content, in my opinion.
Well, so yeah, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole again. No. If you missed it, we talked about it. I think with the phone one,
phone or social media.
I forget what topic. We're 22 episodes in. What we talked about, but no, TikTok Live. Have you ever watched TikTok Live?
I'm not on TikTok.
Oh, that's right. Bobby's one of the last to.
It's not going to matter.
You know what? It's going to be like a Flappy Bird situation where they ban TikTok, but they can't take it off your phone. And I'm going to sell my phone with TikTok on it for a boatload of money.
It's not going to work.
Like somebody did with Flappy Bird.
They're not going to support the app. Like, just don't worry. It's going away. So
live streaming on TikTok is like a fever dream. I want to try it. I've never tried it.
Yeah.
But it's literally like now when you scroll through, there'll just be like a random live stream that just like shows up in the For You page. You don't know if it's a live stream or a regular video for a second. And then you're like, oh, yeah. But it's always, I always get, tell me if you guys also get this lady. There's a lady that I always get that's literally digging like crystals out of, she has this machine where like sand keeps filtering through and these
sifter.
Crystals and rocks come through and people donate it. She's like, oh, somebody donated this much money. Like, I'm going to be sending them, this crystal. Like, I don't know why I get these. I've gotten a guy that was like hunting skinwalkers in the woods, which was very interesting. It was literally just blackness and him just being like, hello. And then you would just like, wouldn't hear anything. And he's just like, right, are you out there?
Going.
And And then he'd be like, guys, comment if I should keep going. I was just like, oh my God, what is this? Am I about to watch somebody get murdered on live stream? Which we'll get to in the creepy portion. That's TikTok Live. Oh, the other big meme is, you're not on TikTok. There's donate to keep somebody awake, which is basically somebody pretending to sleep because there's no way in hell that they're just doing this all the time.
Yeah.
Pretending to sleep. Every time somebody donates a certain amount, like something would happen, like a crazy noise would play or like lights would start flashing or whatever. And I'm just like, who's sitting and watching? I guess kids. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that's good.
It's the weirdest
stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of weird things that are being streamed.
One of the big things Ludwig talked about is a guy who's taking a shell off an egg without cracking it. Have you seen that?
No.
No, but I meant like because Ludwig talked about it on YouTube. It's an egg and somebody takes like, they take like literally a little pin. And just for hours, they just like chip away slowly at the shell so that all you have is like the membrane and the egg in the middle.
Interesting.
That's what's on TikTok Live. If you weren't aware.
Fascinating content. I know. Does Instagram? There's been a lot Instagram has live.
So yeah, Instagram was the other one.
Through stories, right?
Yes. Instagram has live, but there's no like.
You can't like search it or anything.
Yeah, like TikTok, maybe. You could. There's a live tab area you can go through and just do that. But
I've seen people live. I think it's cool to have that capability to do. It's essentially like an IRL stream, depending on what you do. I've seen, like, remember, like, Chris?
I've done it before.
Chris sent us, like, that one girl who was, like, playing music, like, singing. That was cool. I think there's a lot of cool applications for it. It's a good way to get, like...
That's why I'm trying to think. I'm like, I don't want an IRL stream on my YouTube, because that's all... I usually
You want to hear something gaming. Cool that I am somewhat proud of that... All right, so when I used to work at Fuse, I had this idea, and it's still in my notes section, and I can prove it, that I came up with this idea. It's my oldest note that I have in here. 2011. See the note?
Yeah.
A service that has people stream videos of shows. So like from concerts. This is my idea. With people would go to a concert because I was really into like live streams of concerts. And I was trying to, and I pitched this idea to them that people would go to shows, concerts, and they would stream it and they would connect to a like a hotspot. And it would all upload somewhere, like it would be, so there'd be like a Twitch and you could see everyone. Oh, I got
everybody's perspective.
Everyone's perspective, but there'd be someone recording the audio so you don't have crappy audio.
Interesting.
And I had this like great, and they thought it was cool. I just don't think that it was like that kind of live streaming wasn't around in 2011. Yeah. But like nowadays, that would be so cool if you could go, there's this concert that you really wanted to go to, but you can't, but people are live streaming. I mean, you know, it's. It sucks to like hold your phone up the whole time.
Yeah.
But you could have like a main feed with the main audio, but then you could like scroll through all these people's different perspectives.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Or somebody like, or you could turn on your thing, like whether you want to be picked up by the thing.
Yeah. I mean, essentially you could like you could partner with like Instagram.
Because then it would locate.
Because people go live on Instagram. Yeah. And then you could just scroll through all the people who are live. They check in like I'm at the Drake show at MSG.
Yeah.
And you just scroll through.
I gotcha.
Yeah. That's cool. That was a cool idea I had.
Yeah, I'm confused.
12 years ago.
I should play with it, but I'm confused if Instagram, your live stream, if it only goes to who's following you, because I've never seen like somebody I don't follow's live stream.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's got to be, yeah. But that's the only place I can think of to do like an IRL stream. Instagram's come back around. I remember like a couple episodes back, I was talking about how I was so angry with Instagram because of Reels and stuff. But I feel like Instagram Reels, I don't know, I like them now. They're like... They're the only place. So I like TikTok used to be my jam. Like I would go when I wanted a little entertainment fix, I would go there. But now every time I go there,
get oversaturated with.
I get just anxiety, like straight up anxiety. It even happened today because I was trying to look up and I only go on now for not for entertainment. I go on to like look up ideas for stuff. But I was going through my For You page because I was like, OK, I have to make a TikTok for like a sponsored thing. What's been doing good on TikTok? And literally, like, there's every now and then I'm like, oh, that's a good one. You know what today's was?
What?
A fight at the dog park
where
a big dog was put in the area with small dogs and was like attacking small dogs. I'm like, great. Brings back all this trauma of why we didn't stopped going to dog parks when Dexter was little and all the drama and fights. Like, that just gives me, then I go in the comments and it's like, dog park fights give me life. And I was like, they give me anxiety. Why do you like watching this?
People are
there's
weird.
That, there's, oh yeah. James and I were talking about a lot of women will post like about their children dying, like their babies or their kids. And then they're like, this is just how I cope. And I'm like, I guess, but like my day ruined as I'm going through trying to just like take my mind off the terribleness of the world. I feel like that's what's happening. It's like there's so much on TikTok now that like I just get reminded of like really
it's gone from
stuff.
Like people creating cool content to just people sharing everything.
Yes,
it's gone from like,
I'm like, why
when Twitter first started
this?
It was like cool because people were like either being funny or like creative or like sharing their stuff. Now it's everyone's insane
like
thought and
literally
opinion.
Instagram Reels now is the only safe place I feel where like the only things I'm gonna see are like lighthearted, entertaining things. Yeah. And call me ignorant. I don't care. I have too much going on in the world. Like there's too much going on in the world that I don't want to also be bombarded with it when I'm trying to like de-stress for the day.
Yeah. I get it.
But yeah, my main goal right now is to find, I used to love IRL streaming on Twitch, but ever since I left Twitch, I don't have a good IRL place to stream.
Yeah.
Because like it just doesn't feel right on YouTube. So it'd either be like Instagram probably, because I don't know what's happening to TikTok now in the next couple months.
You could do YouTube. You could do your live channel. Where? I think.
On my live channel?
Yeah. Like, I've seen, like, I think Clintus is someone who does a good job. I mean, he's the only one of the people that I watch that does this, but he went live the other day. Like, they were in their car having coffee waiting for...
On YouTube?
On Twitch.
Oh.
Waiting for Sierra's volleyball game to, like, start or something. But they were there early because they had to drop her off. So they had, like, I guess, you know, 20, 30 minutes to kill. So we went live and just chatted with people.
That's what I mean. There's sometimes, like, I would like to do that if I just, like, feel like chatting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would do it on
have a couple drinks. Like, I want to feel social, but I can't go anywhere because I have a baby. So I'm going to talk to people on the internet. All right. Well, I guess we should move on to the scary part because it's we always get caught up on anything else you want to add.
No, we talked about a lot of things. Yeah, I'm a big fan of live streams. I like to watch it. I haven't, now that we have Melody and I'm watching her, you know, most of the day, I don't really get to watch as much. I don't watch as nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah, same. The one thing I was going to touch on before, like, actual scary stories was, like, swatting and DDoSing.
Yeah, I kind of cover some of that, but we can
discuss
it. No, we can discuss it a little bit.
That was my biggest fear when I...
It is a big concern. So for people who don't know...
I've been DDoSed
before. DDoS is a denial of service. It's basically when people will, like, flood... I'm kind of explaining this crap, like, I could look it up, but it's when people, like, flood your ISP.
If somebody finds your IP on your computer, they can, like, reroute to your
ISP and, like, flood it and deny you internet access. Basically, it's happened before.
So it basically shuts down your internet.
What's great, so a couple of years ago, one of the big Destiny people, they had their, it's like when you have your group, so you have your friends who can join, but random, they had their fire team thing set to public and someone joined on them as they were getting ready to go into a day one raid and DDoSed all of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
So they got screwed there. So yeah, it's very scary. I mean, more so scary is swatting.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, swatting is when people will essentially do a fake, will call the cops and be like, hey, this person has like weapons or bombs and they're at this address. And the cops will come.
Or it's usually they say it's a hostage situation.
Yeah, hostage situation.
Because then that usually guarantees the
SWAT. And they'll come in with like SWAT as they're live and like get guns drawn on them. It's crazy.
Because they want to watch it live to see.
And
to
be like, thankfully, they've gotten a lot more serious about punishing the people who are doing this.
Yeah.
It still happens and it's still like a very scary thing. And I'm always concerned about it as well.
A lot of people are like, oh, what's the big deal? Like, you obviously, after you get swatted, you would tell them what happened. But it's like, no, if somebody were, you don't know you're getting swatted. There's been times where like people almost got shot because they tried to exit the house like while the SWAT team was like there and didn't realize. Or like my biggest fear was always like, what if Dexter runs out the door or like, and they think he's a threat? Like you just don't know. It's just so unexpected. And they're on high alert thinking somebody's being held hostage or this is a dangerous person. So, like, if you make any sort of, like, odd movements or whatever, you're done.
Yeah, not something to be taken lightly, and it is good to see that they're taking it more seriously, but people will still keep doing it and thinking they can get away with it. They just got to,
like, usually it's like if you SWAT
someone, you should go to jail for, like, big time. It should be a very...
Well, usually they have been getting arrested to go to jail.
But, like, it should be, I don't know, I think it's a terrible thing to do. I mean, there's obviously a lot more serious things, but so I went and I found a Watch Mojo's top 20 scariest moments.
Watch Mojo.
This is specifically caught on Twitch. I picked, let's see, how I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of them that are either interesting or most people will know about. The first one here is Syndicate, who I'm sure most people are possibly familiar with. So this is a long, I don't have the year, but he was a lot younger and I guess he was living at home with his parents or whatever. So he was streaming and he stepped up away to go get food and all of a sudden on stream you could see his door just like wide open and like he wasn't there. So
what?
So like he left his room, I think he closed his door and then all of a sudden you see it like open. When he got back, the whole stream was like telling him like, yo, your door, like there's a ghost or something that just opened. He's like freaking out. And then he's looking around and it ended up just being his dad who was messing with him.
Oh my God.
I wanted to start off on a light note before we get into a couple more serious
things. Nice. Appreciate it.
So this story, this happened in 2016 during the Pokemon Go craze.
I think I know some of these.
Yeah. The streamer, their name is Rickybot. So while they were streaming Pokemon Go in Brooklyn, he was just like walking around, like talking to his chat. And also you see in the background, like some guy like starting to kind of like run up on him. And all of a sudden this guy knocks him down, attacks him. And you can hear him like, please stop. Like, no, like tell him like, no. Cause he's basically like, he sees this guy with all his gear and he essentially mugged him, robbed him, took his phone. And you can see in the video, he's like running away with his stuff and it's on the live stream.
How far did it go?
The video cut out after like maybe like 30 seconds. Okay. But yeah, that's
I guess it's both good and bad because now you have this like evidence on your live channel.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if like, they caught this person, but similar stuff has happened in a story or two that I will talk about, and they do catch the people. Actually, I think I cut out some of them, but essentially, because they're live, they very easily can catch the criminals.
You can see it.
Yeah. So that's that one. Man, how good was the Pokemon Go days?
I know.
Never forget that.
Among Us, I feel like big, like happy moments of my life are overarching like around some sort of game.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Like Among Us is like the one bright spot in the COVID pandemic. Pokemon Go is that like one bright spot. It was before we were getting married.
Yeah.
Everybody was like happy.
It was cool. It was really cool. All right. So this is about Dr. Disrespect, who most people probably know who that is. He's one of the biggest streamers. And in 2018.
Now on YouTube.
Yeah. He is someone who got banned on Twitch for unknown.
Still crazy that nobody, it still hasn't come out. I watched a whole video about it.
So unknown reasons. Who knows? But so in 2018, he was streaming Call of Duty. And what's crazy, so he's playing the game and all of a sudden you hear like gunshots in the background of like his house where he is.
Yeah.
You can hear the shots in the background. And Dr. Disrespect like heard it, kind of went away, came back, took his wig off and was like really serious. And he was saying like, this has happened before. This is the second time in just 2 days. He ended the broadcast. He ended up coming back and telling people that everyone was safe. And investigators ended up finding that it was a BB gun that was fired. So it was essentially someone just like messing with him.
Yeah.
But there is other stories where like there was drive-bys or where people are live streaming.
Wasn't there one where somebody saw like a laser scope laser that they were doing?
I didn't have that one.
I forget what story it was or who it was, but there was like a laser that they kept seeing pointed and they kept like ducking because they were in like a high rise building. But I think it turned out it was like a kid messing with them with laser, but they thought it was like a sniper rifle.
Yeah. So that was crazy how it, like you see him like in the game and all of a sudden he hears gunshots, goes away, checks it out and comes back. And he's like angry. Like obviously like people are like shooting at his house where he's got his wife and kid.
Yeah.
So that's a scary thing. This one is about Summit 1G. Do you know who this person is?
Sounds familiar.
He's very popular. He's actually been a victim of several swatting attempts. This instance happened while he was also streaming Pokemon Go at a local park and people knew where he was.
Yeah.
And police were told that he was carrying dangerous weapons. So he got swatted while he was in the park with his friend, all on live stream playing Pokemon Go. Thankfully, like he figured out, he knew what was happening, that he was getting swatted while he was IRL streaming Pokemon Go. And he was able to like calmly explain the situation and everything was fine. But it's an example of swatting that thankfully was handled well. But it's happened a lot to him. This is a creepy one. So this person, Sajedene, don't know how to pronounce that. Sajedene, they were live streaming Dota 2 and they heard noises coming from inside their house. And eventually it was a burglar who came in and came like face to face with her on her live stream. And the like the remainder of like the video that was there, like on the live stream, shows the man walking the bedroom, taking a bunch of stuff, essentially like robbing them.
Yeah.
But thankfully, because they were live, they were able to identify, or one of the viewers called 911 and the man was arrested while attempting to flee. So,
jeez.
Example of, I guess, you know, thankfully they were live and someone was realized it and maybe it was a friend or just someone who knew where they were.
Yeah.
And was able to call the cops on them. This was a little bit of a scary one. So, but also kind of like relates to, we'll see. So this happened in 2016. This person's name is Lothar. They were in the middle of a game of Hearthstone and all of a sudden like their body started convulsing and he began having like hallucinations and even says like, oh, I'm like seeing weird stuff. I'm having hallucinations. Oh, and all of a sudden, like you see in the video, he just body just stiffens up. And he's like holding his mouse and he just slowly starts like falling back and he ended up having a seizure.
Jeez.
Thankfully, his wife there, maybe she was watching or maybe someone alerted
her
what happened. She immediately came in, called an ambulance, and thankfully hasn't had any issues since then. But yeah, I'm sure there's been other times where people have had medical emergencies on stream. Yeah. This is a crazy one. Well, not, it's kind of funny.
I heard you listening to this.
Yeah, I was watching this last night because I wanted to watch the full. So Andy Milonakis, who is someone that I've been a fan of for a long time.
I met him.
Lauren got to meet him.
We met him. And you saw him when we went to Korean barbecue and he just like was there.
Yeah.
Why is Andy Milonakis everywhere?
I enjoy. So he's been around for a while doing like sketch comedies. And he was doing IRL streams on Twitch for a while. And I really...
he hasn't really done that.
Yeah, either. I really enjoyed... I think, it was hard during COVID. And he probably, like, doing whatever.
Did something else now.
I was a really big fan of his IRL stream because he was funny. He's a funny guy. Yeah. So he's sitting outside of, like, a bar restaurant on a table. And all of a sudden, this homeless man comes up to him. He's, like, acting crazy, talking about all this crazy stuff, like, being really weird. And he's trying to get a tobacco cigarette for one of my friends. And then he's like in the middle of talking and he just hands Andy Milonakis a lollipop, like puts it on the table. It's wrapped up, but he didn't take it. And he's kind of like says like, hey, I'm like live right now. Tells him, and then he starts going on the story. He's like, oh, I'm looking out. I'm trying to like hide from like cops. I got all this like law enforcement after me. I was in psychiatric care and like starts going on rambling and like going on about how like, oh, we can make movies and like we're gonna do all these cool stuff. He's like, oh, you're gonna like slow down, like wild.
Yeah.
So Andy, because he's like enjoying making this content, even this chat was like dude, like walk away. He's like, no man, it's cool, like I want to, this is like entertaining. So he ends up like following this guy. He takes him like, he walks with him for a while and he meets up with like five other homeless people and they're all just like saying crazy stuff to him. And
oh my god,
what you call it, eventually he kind of like, oh, so then they were there and it looked like they were like near like a laundromat or something, and the guy like goes into there and starts like just like yelling and doing all this crazy shit, and he just like got out of there, ran away. And he's like running away from this guy. He's like goes back to the bar restaurant. He's like, oh, I'm hiding from this guy. But
oh my god,
yeah, it's
I don't know what I would do if I was just not even live streaming, but just was out and somebody came over and told me they escaped from a psychiatric hospital and that the police were after them. I'd be like,
I don't know if he did that, but I just think this guy was crazy.
Yeah.
This one is a pretty infamous one. Ice Poseidon. He was a pretty popular IRL streamer.
Yeah, I've even heard of him.
Yeah, I think he's a bit controversial. I don't know everything about him, but I know I've heard some stuff.
I was going to say, maybe that's why I've heard of him.
Yeah. So this one I've seen before and like it's been memed as well. So basically he's live streaming and he goes inside his restaurant in LA. And he's like talking to his chat, just kind of like doing his thing. And he's there for a little while. And all of a sudden the owner comes up to him and he goes... he goes up to him and he whispers in his ear, but his mic, the guy, Ice Poseidon's mic picked up everything, which he's like, I just got 30 calls about you. He starts like, he's like, I just got 30 calls about you. I just want to let you know that I'm a gangster. And if you don't get out of here, you're going to have real problems. Basically like threatening his life. And like, you can see like the mood change went from like, he's like, oh, chilling. All of a sudden this guy, like this older guy comes up to him and he's like, get the hell out of here. You're going to have problems. And he's just like, okay. And he kind of like gave the guy a little bit of shit. And I was like, dude, run. If someone came up to me and was like, I'm a gangster.
Even whether he was lying or not. Like,
yeah, I'm a gangster And he was basically saying like, you're messing with the mob right now. And like, I'd be like, oh, okay. And I would got, he's like kind of messing with the guy a little bit. And I was like, dude, like run. But yeah, he basically threatened him and he left somewhat quickly. I would have left more quickly. Yeah, but those are the stories I have. I was trying to find like more. There was a lot of stories about like people's doors opening and closing, which I think can be explained different ways. There's this one story about this guy. He was streaming and all of a sudden like this like white thing kind of like came in and he saw it and like you could see it on the stream. It looked, you know, how people say like, oh, there's like the ghost blurs and blobs. Yeah. And he thought it might have been a hair, but none of it was like,
yeah,
nothing really too crazy.
I thought I didn't know where some of these were going to go, but I guess it wouldn't be on Twitch. But I thought, because I know there's some like real bad live streams of like people streaming them doing terrible things.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think like, well, the one was, when was that? The guy that like talked about PewDiePie and live streamed like shooting up a place.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the details.
I forgot
of that,
about
nor
that.
Nor do I
one.
Probably want to, but.
Yeah, I tried to.
I think it was on Facebook. I'm telling you, all the most messed up live streams are always on Facebook. That's what goes on Facebook. Like, I don't remember anybody streaming to Twitch something messed up. It's always.
Oh, I'm sure it has happened, but.
But there's, wasn't that the streamer guy that like froze his girlfriend to death? Wasn't that during a live stream?
Froze?
In Russia. I'm pretty sure he put his girlfriend like out on a balcony. Maybe it wasn't while he was live, but a live streamer did
it. Damn.
He put his girlfriend like out on a balcony with like no code or anything in like Russia in the middle of winter and she froze to death and he got arrested obviously. Damn. But I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it was during a live stream that he like put her out there. Yeah, that was terrible. The one I had was, obviously there's been occurrences of people live streaming like really bad things that we won't touch on, like suicides.
Yeah, I didn't want to get too dark with it.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there's been occurrences of like live stream suicides or live stream. I do know there's one time where like.
Or like people like committing murder, like
yeah,
going like in and guy. Like shooting up places and crazy stuff.
Which is also the dark side of live streaming. It's like. Which is kind of like if a video is out there, you can kind of see like how many views it had. What was the comments? What were the reactions? But when you're seeing something live, you have no idea what you're about to witness.
Yeah.
Like you'd be witnessing something that like you do not want to see mm-hmm. or hear or whatever.
I also think one of the like dark side is you'll see people's like bad side of their like personality kind of come out too.
Well, yeah, there's people that think they're not live.
Yeah.
But they are. And you'll hear things that like. Ruin people's careers. Well, like the one guy that like got caught for watching the deep fake porn.
Oh yeah.
Cause he showed his screen for like a second and somebody caught it. Like, yeah, live stream is scary. Like you could, even if you don't intend to or mean to, like you could either show your address. You could show you something that's going to ruin your career.
Yeah.
I'm
always worried about like when I'm streaming that, like
say something,
our location will be like, people can see or stuff like that.
You could say something in the background that like somebody hears and takes the wrong way or like, yeah, live streaming makes me very nervous. I always try to like, I like triple check if my microphone is on or off, if we're like ordering food or whatever, because I don't want the people to hear like the place location or whatever. Yeah, it's scary when you're live because there's people watching and listening to every single thing that you do and say, and especially if you're showing your computer. You never know like what's going to pop up. Somebody could steal your password, your bank account. Like, I don't know. What was I going to say? Oh, but I do know there was one of the other crazy live streams was there was a woman that like live streamed because her husband or boyfriend got shot by a police officer. I remember. And on Facebook, she live streamed it, which was very smart of her because like. If you film a video for evidence, you don't know what's going to happen to your phone.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know if somebody's going to delete it. You don't know if it's going to film. Like, but if you're live streaming, like, you can't, like, if you have, witnesses now to what's happening. That's what I say. If you're ever in a situation where you think you're going to need to collect, like, crazy amounts of evidence to, like, back up your claims, live stream it.
Yeah.
Live stream it.
Yeah. And I've seen plenty of people who record their interactions with, police officers, and it'll save them a lot.
Well, also live streams, will take away the doubt. So like if you show a video of something, somebody might be like, well, did you edit that? What happened before this? What was this? Did you take a part out? But if you're live streaming, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But I will say one of the final things I had, which was recently, I heard everywhere, but apparently not everybody did because I just told the story to somebody else that didn't know. But in Ireland, there was a guy for the first time that tried to use live streaming as a murder alibi. So there was a pregnant woman who got murdered, and all the evidence was pointing toward this one guy. And so when the police confronted him, and this is all in Ireland, they confronted him and he was like, oh, he's like, no, I have an alibi. I was live streaming that night. And he showed them, like, because if you live stream on a platform, if you don't know, like, it says when you live streamed, how long, and it's up there and whatever. And you can see the chat, like, talking to you. So There was people that were obviously there watching it. So the police at first were like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess that checks out. And then they started to think, they were like, but it doesn't make any sense because, like, he's the main, like, there's no way he didn't do it because there was so much evidence with him. Come to find out, they found out that he pre-recorded a fake live stream and then uploaded it as a video. So there is a way to play a video, like, through your OBS while you're live.
Yeah.
So, like, there's been times where, like, wanted to show, like, a clip of a video, and you can play that. But you could play as long as you want. So you could film a whole live stream and just play that whole live stream as your live stream. And he would say things like, sorry, guys, I can't really respond to chat because it's, like, broken right now. And he was like, I don't really like streamers who talk to chat anyway. I'm going to play my game. So it, like, gave him an out for why he wasn't directly talking to, like, specific people in the chat because it was filmed before. But now he also screwed himself because now it's premeditated murder. Like, you specifically filmed this live stream because you knew you were going to go murder somebody. And it's just crazy to me to be in that mindset for that long of a period where you're like, I'm going to film a 4-hour live stream and then I'm going to play it when I go do this and then come back and be like, no, it wasn't me. See, I was live.
Goes to show you in the end, you always get caught.
Yeah, hopefully. The hope is you always get caught.
I mean, most people do, I think. Not everyone, but most people will get caught the same way that the people who will do swatting and whatnot, like,
they're going to get you. Don't do that, please.
You'll get got.
It's mainly, and I feel, not feel bad, but like, I feel like a lot of the times it's like young boys that end up doing that.
Yeah.
So most of the time they won't get as harsh of a punishment if they're young, but.
They should.
I will say for anybody who wants to be a big, like a streamer as their career, first of all, know what you're getting into, but because it's a lot of hours and it's not as easy as it looks. But also, the biggest way that you can grow as a live streamer is by creating content that's not live streaming.
Yep.
You actually grow the least while you're live streaming.
Yep.
You grow the most while you're creating content on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, and then like telling people to go to your Twitch, your YouTube, like your live stream.
A lot of the people that I watch who make good YouTube content, I'll be watching them and a lot of people will be, oh, I saw your YouTube video and I came from there.
Yeah.
Like that happens a lot, so.
Yeah, that's usually how I find most Twitch people too. But
yeah, or live streamers. Same. I've definitely found a decent amount of live streamers from their YouTube content.
Yeah. Or one of the big, I was gonna say before we end, one of the big ways I've seen people promote their live streams now is like TikTok. I don't know if on Instagram or YouTube Shorts, probably they're starting now. But on TikTok, every now and then I'll come across a clip of somebody's live stream where it's like them doing something. And I'm like, oh my God, this person's hilarious. And then I'll go look like, oh, where do they live stream? Because I want to see more of their live streams or whatever. But yeah. Got to find like the best moments and then post them out and then bring people to your live stream that way.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
Just remember.
Don't swap people.
Don't do that. But also remember.
Everything. Go watch our live streams. Bobby live streams and I live stream on YouTube.
Everything.
Wait, ask me again.
Don't forget.
Everything is creepy.